Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you've just joined us, really appreciate it. It is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. I've got my elder here who is joining us this evening. He is the SID president. It is Elder Kumisai. Good evening, my elder.
Good evening, Adventist World Radio.
How are you today?
Well, I can't complain.
You seem very busy.
Of course, we're doing the last minute sortings of things,
yes.
But all is well.
All is well.
All is well, and we are ready to roll. Already we are rolling the program as well.
I'm sure. And the excitement, I can see it is palpable on your face already.
I can't be more than excited.
Yeah.
When we are trying to share Christ in the marketplace through ASI.
Yeah.
That's our mandate.
Yeah.
As business people,
yeah.
We are saying, jump aboard.
Yes.
Support the ministry.
Yeah.
We support the global evangelism.
Yes.
Sharing Christ in the market.
That's beautiful. I think you've just summed it up, but I want to get into a little bit more details just on that statement that you made. But before I go anywhere, how are you feeling? And I suppose the preparations, like you said, one little bit of here and there, just tying up everything. But the feeling that you have now that we've kicked off officially.
The feeling is fantastic. I should admit.
Yeah.
It has been a long year in preparation to have this event, which encompasses all the countries affiliated to SID.
Yeah.
You look at the plus or minus 23 countries.
Sure.
Yeah. So we are encouraging all the business people to come through. Let's come as Adventist business people.
Yeah.
We are coming for one sole reason,
to
assist the church in marketing Christ.
That's really beautiful. 23 countries, you say?
Yes.
And it took you over a year to prepare for this one.
We do this once a year.
Yeah.
And this year we are here in Joburg.
Yes.
Next year, I should also start promoting next year.
Yes, definitely.
Next year we are in Lilongwe.
Oh, okay. Yes,
and the preparation has started. Well, this is one down already.
That's why I'm saying you never rest. Do you get time to just rest?
We do a break, but I tell you, this is May, maybe September, we start our time to mobilize and get things rolling.
Fantastic. So for people who might not know ASI, how do people get on board? Is it a membership only or anyone can join?
Like I said, this is an association of business people and professionals that are coming together.
Yeah.
Once it's an association, it means there is registration of members to come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want members to show their commitment by joining as members. And there is a fee to that, which is $60 for annual membership.
Yeah.
You become a member for ASID.
Yeah.
And what does that money do?
Yeah.
The money is going for one sole project like ASID.
Yeah.
We, as ASID, like this year, our main project. So I'm delving into many things.
No, it's okay.
Like this year, we are building a church in Angola.
Okay.
It's a small church that is... It's not a church, but it's a shack, right?
Yeah.
And you want to move this church into a modern small church. These are the funds that we need to do this project. Yes.
Okay, you're saying professionals and business people. What about people who are not?
Well, for this association, unfortunately,
it's for
business people and professionals.
Yeah, okay. $60 is what one would pay for annually.
For annually to become a member,
Fantastic. Okay, and then I suppose what are the objectives with this particular one here in Birchwood over the next coming four days we'll be here? What is the one or two things that you think if we have achieved this by the end of this convention on Sabbath, you would have said we've done what we are supposed to do?
The mobilization of business people coming together is my number one goal.
Okay.
I would love Adventist business people to come and group as one entity. Sometimes we come together.
Yeah.
And by coming together, we are putting our resources together.
Yeah.
It's a game of numbers.
Yeah.
I love numbers.
Yeah.
So the more we are, the better and the further we can go. So we want to come. And what are the benefits of coming together? There's a lot of networking. If you check on the program, We have got dynamic speakers coming about.
Yeah.
So one, we are also teaching how to run business in a proper way. We've got accountants, we've got CAs aboard, we've got doctors, we've got philosophers who are coming through to assist businesses to come together.
Yeah.
But overall, in the mix of all these things is evangelism. We want to share Christ on the marketplace.
Yeah.
As business people, how, what transformative enterprising are we doing?
Yeah.
And that's my uttermost good goal for this event.
Yeah. I'm going to come to that topic. I just want to get your sense to say for you, what does transformative enterprises mean? But before I get into that one, I just want to get a sense of the lay of the land within the SIT in terms of business people that are there. And how do you find their willingness to join? I'm sure you've had campaigns where you recruit them or tell them to come and join. What's the willingness? Is there ambiguity where you see people don't really understand this and what it is? And how are we moving towards getting them closer?
We are trying our best. Unlike in America, this project ASI was started in America.
Yeah.
And it's coming down. It's filtering down to Africa.
Yeah.
Africa does not appreciate the rich people amongst us. They are sort of neglected. Then you know, when you become wealthy people in our African context.
Yeah.
Think you've got many things behind you.
Yes, yeah, witchcraft and all those sort of stuff.
Even in our church, even at our churches, our wealth people, I would call it in quotes, are neglected.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at ASI, this is the fora. We will appreciate people who are rich amongst us. By the way, in the Bible, we've got our Abrahams. Those were filled rich.
Yeah.
So we need people to come aboard. I don't like poverty.
Yeah, no one likes poverty.
Poverty, I tell you. is the worst disease in Africa.
Yeah.
And if you could chuck away poverty, I'll tell you we could be better.
Yeah.
So what am I trying to say?
Yeah.
We appreciate we've got people in our ministry who are Adventists, who are good business people.
Yes.
If they can run the companies out there, they should join ASI.
Yes.
We work with a common goal.
Yeah.
We want the expertise.
Yeah.
We've got young entrepreneurs coming up in our system.
Yeah.
What do they need?
Yeah.
They need mentorship through the grouping of ASI.
Yeah. All right, that's really interesting. I think that's one of the offerings from ASI. In other words, one of the benefits of joining ASI, you get to be mentored, right?
Yes, by
other business people. What are some of the other benefits then?
Of course, we are encouraging the bi-Adventist. Encouragement.
Yeah.
I like the other groupings of different people. You know, they simply say their dollar should go around them 15 times before it goes up. We're simply saying, as Adventists, why don't we give each other some business? Let's avoid this PhD syndrome. Pull him down. And they help one another as Adventist business people. Let's if I'm selling tomatoes, Adventists should support this, because one way or the other, if I sell more tomatoes, it means the theme of sharing Christ on the marketplace is also encouraged through this system of giving businesses to our Adventist friends.
Yeah. Okay. Mentorship, buying Adventist.
Yes.
That's some of the benefits that come with joining. So it means, I could arguably say that $60 is little compared to these some of the benefits that one can derive from this kind of membership.
Of course, you've got when you've got these conventions, you've got, let's say, $140 for registration. To me, it's a fair figure, because that covers conferencing, that covers teas, that covers lunch for 3 days, and also teas.
Sure.
So I think overall, we are doing a fantastic job to all the business people around.
Yeah.
I am applauding all those who have joined ASI.
Yeah.
We are encouraging in each country that is in ASI coming up, register, join the chapter, support the ministry.
Yeah.
This ASI was set to support the ministry.
Yeah.
And that's what we should do.
Ah, lovely. What does now transformative enterprise mean to you? A lot of people might say, okay, is it looking at ESG, social issues, community? But what exactly does it mean from your own point of view?
Transformative is life-changing.
Life-changing, okay.
We were saying, enterprise is the work. We need a life-changing work in the marketplace. Are you living in Mark? This is what Jesus did when he was upon the earth.
Yeah.
He left a life-changing work on everyone that it came into contact with, as business people, at our workplace, let's live a life-changing work.
Sure.
Send a positive message to whomever we are coming to contact. Yeah.
Ah, that's really beautiful. I didn't look at it like that, by the way.
yes, maybe you can.
No, I love that because I think I was narrow in my way of looking at what transformative enterprises mean. But I really love that. It's life-changing work, right, in the marketplaces and the businesses that, you know, business people and professionals are at.
I can expound a bit as well and say, at our workplace, our employees should emulate to be an advanced.
Mm.
It means how we treat them.
Yeah.
They should say, look, boss, how are you doing your business here?
Yes.
I want to be an Adventist.
Yeah.
That's sharing Christ in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So that's transformative enterprise.
Yeah.
I encourage every business, every business person who is Adventist to share a transformative enterprising at his workplace. I want to call it down even at your home.
Sure.
Should live a life impact.
Yeah.
Even at wherever you are, wherever you are, people said, wow, how are you doing this? How are you doing this in Africa that people would wish, oh, I wish if I could join that change through our conduct, through our transforming works, through our transforming enterprise. Yeah,
yeah,
I can go on and on.
Lovely,
by the way, I'm encouraging people to join.
Yes, definitely.
There will be fantastic speakers who are lined up, and we won't miss a thing.
Ah, definitely. We'll be here covering this entire convention as well. Your message when you were delivering the speech there, the opening remarks, one or two things that you were saying, I'm just trying to bring my listeners who may not have heard your speech as you were opening the convention.
I'm having my speech tomorrow morning. So today I was just welcoming them.
Yeah.
Then you can record that and I'll share with the listeners.
Ah, definitely.
But I can just preempt. I've said it. This is the work of ASI's transformative enterprise.
Mm.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's an impact to whoever we are dealing with.
Yeah.
Be it my customers, it's a positive impact.
Yeah.
They should know that the way I'm dealing, how ethical I am, that should lead many people unto Christ. That's our sole goal, and that's why we are here.
Fantastic. Any last words as we close it down now?
I want you to join us.
Yes.
If I had not joined, I would have joined again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the benefits ASI is giving us to the world and doing the work of God is marvelous and fantastic. So thank you, listeners, and if you've got any other information that you want, you can log on to asisid.org
and
you can get also, we're actually doing live meeting as well.
Okay,
we'll share the link as we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Merrill. I really appreciate it. Have a good one. That is, of course, the ASISID president there, that is Elder Kumisa, just telling us a little bit about what the convention is about and what are some of the objectives that they're hoping to achieve. And we look forward to that speech tomorrow, which explains a little bit about what transformative enterprises is. And like he said, you can join us as well if you do have any questions. +27734703520. That's, of course, the number that you can use if you do have any questions.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.